Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Welcome back. In today's episode, this is our finale of our enlightening five-part series, and we are going to delve deep into a topic that resonates with many of us, the myth of having it all, but the guiding role of faith in debunking this myth. So in a world that often measures success by how much we can juggle, let's explore how faith reorients our understanding and our true fulfillment. Let me share a little bit of a story with you that deeply impacted my understanding of faith and the myth of having it all. A few years back, my life was what you might call in high gear. I had a thriving career. I had somewhat of a social life. I had my children. I had their activities. I had grad school. We've been talking about that. I was doing all the things, but inside, I felt like I was barely keeping up. It was during a particularly demanding week. I'm juggling deadlines, family responsibilities, and I reached a breaking point. One evening, I found myself sitting alone, the weight of the world seemingly on my shoulders. And that's when I just turned to prayer. I didn't have any other choice at this point. It wasn't out of routine. It was out of a desperate need for peace. And as I prayed, I began to feel a sense of calm come over me, like it just washed over me. It was then that a passage from scripture came to mind. It was Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." This verse, which I had read many, many times before, struck me differently that night. It wasn't just about seeking God's kingdom. It was about prioritizing what truly mattered. In the days that followed, I began to reevaluate my life. I realized that in my pursuit to have it all, I was missing out on what was truly, truly important. I was so busy chasing a version of success defined by what the world that I had neglected my own spiritual and emotional well-being. I started making small changes at first. I began each day a moment of reflection, a scripture reading, a devotional, rather than just diving straight into my emails and tasks. I reassessed my commitments. Knowing that there was a lot of things I couldn't say no to that I was currently committed, But I did learn to say no to things that didn't align with my values or took me away more from my family unnecessarily. This shift wasn't easy. It required me to let go of some opportunities and disappoint people. But as I made these changes, I found a sense of rhythm in my life that I had been missing. My relationships deepened, my work became more meaningful, and most importantly, my faith grew stronger. I was still really busy, but I was calmer in the chaos. And this experience taught me a valuable lesson that having it all isn't about the quantity of things in our lives. It's about the quality of things. It's about finding a rhythm that aligns with your faith, values, and the season of life that you're in. So, as we continue on today's topic, I want you to remember that it's not about balancing an endless array of tasks and goals. Matter of fact, I don't even like the word balance. It's about finding a rhythm that resonates with the core of who we are and what we believe. That is where your faith steps in. So as we're going to delve deeper in today's topic, let's first unpack how faith profoundly challenges the popular narrative of having it all. And it guides us towards a more meaningful rhythm in life. So when we start redefining success through faith, let's start by considering what success truly, truly means. In a society that often equates success with material wealth, high-powered careers, and social status, faith calls us to look deeper. In Matthew 16:26, Jesus says, and he asks, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" That hits you like a ton of bricks. This powerful question prompts us to evaluate our life's pursuits. What are we going after? Are we chasing fleeting achievements at the cost of spiritual and emotional well-being? And faith urges us to redefine success, not by the world's standards, but by the richness of our relationships, by our character and who we are, and the impact of our actions. Contentment in every season, though. Can we have that? Because life is chaotic. Life is crazy. How do we get contentment? But faith also teaches us about finding contentment in every season of life. In Philippians 4, 11 and 12, Paul speaks about learning to be content in any and every situation. This doesn't mean we become complacent or we stop striving for growth. It's about finding peace and joy in where we are, who we're with, and what we have. It's a call to be present in the moment, to appreciate the blessings that we often overlook in our quest for more. So I want to transition a little bit while you're thinking about that. And let's talk a little bit about the illusion of balance. So while we're working on having it all, we often talk about balance, balancing work, family, hobbies, social commitment, children, marriage. But faith takes a different perspective. Ecclesiastes says to us in verse 3:1-8, "There's a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens." And this scripture reminds us that life isn't about perfect balance. It's about a rhythm. There are seasons where work might take precedence, others where family needs are greater, and time for rest and rejuvenation. Faith guides us to embrace these seasons, to flow with them rather than resist them, to ensure that in every season, our actions and our choices are aligned with our faith. Are yours? I know that a lot of times mine weren't. And it didn't mean that I was bad or doing something major wrong or out there in a major sin. It's just I was saying yes to people and things and opportunities that weren't in alignment. And I fully believe that opportunities come as a disguise and a distraction from the enemy. So now when I have one, I'm constantly asking, does this align with my values? Does this align with who I say I am? So how do we use faith as a guide in your decision-making? Because faith also becomes your compass when you make a decision. James 1:5 tells us to ask God for wisdom. So in our businesses, our relationships, our personal goals, seeking divine wisdom helps us make choices, not just beneficial in the short term, but enriching in the long term. It's about decisions that resonate with our core values and beliefs, leading to a life that's not fragmented by different pursuits that don't align, but actually are in harmony of my purpose and faith, your purpose and faith. And then how does the role of your community and service play? Because that's just another aspect of it. The role of community and service in our faith. In Galatians 6:2 urges us to carry each other's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. So engaging in our community, serving others, and sharing our journey not only enriches our lives, but it keeps us grounded. And when I first hear this, I'm like, I can't handle anybody else's burdens. I can barely handle my own, right? Like, I can handle other people's burdens when they're my clients, because that's what I do for a job. But just to go out to like my neighbors and start handling their burdens too, I'm like, no, I'll just take a no on that one. But it really, serving others in this way keeps us grounded. It reminds us that having it all isn't just about personal achievement, feeling successful in all areas of life. It's about how you contribute to uplift those around you. And finally, how are you going to integrate faith into your daily life? Because that's really the key. It's exactly what changed everything for me, is the daily practice of sitting with Jesus in the morning. Journaling, which I'm not a big journaler, but I hear from God when I'm writing. I put it in quotes so I know it's Him. He has not failed me yet. But finally integrating it is key. It's not about compartmentalizing our spiritual life to certain times or places. It is about letting your faith infuse every aspect of your existence. So whether it's a moment of prayer before a big meeting, aligning your business practices with biblical principles, bringing patient love to your family, your husband, your children, your friends, yourself, these daily acts of faith are what truly redefine the concept of having it all. So as we wrap up today's episode, and our enlightening series, I want to leave you with some final thoughts on faith and its profound impact on our lives. We have journeyed together through the myth of having it all, and it's been quite a journey. If you haven't listened to all 5 of the podcasts, you need to go back and get them all in. But understanding that life's truest riches doesn't lie in the abundance of your possessions, your achievements, but in the quality of your relationships and the depth of your faith. Faith isn't just a concept to be contemplated, to think about, oh, maybe I'll do that. Faith is a living, breathing part of our daily existence. It guides us not just in times of crisis, but in our everyday decisions, our interactions, our pursuits, the things we're going after, our relationships. But by embracing the teachings of scripture, we learn to appreciate the rhythm of life. Understand that each season has its own beauty, its own purpose, its own impact. And we've talked about practical applications, how integrating faith into every aspect of our day can transform not only how we live, but also how we view the world. It's about seeing beyond the immediate pressures and challenges, recognizing the deeper meaning and connections in your actions. How are you showing up? So as you move forward into your week, I want to encourage you to reflect on what we've taught here today. And how can you apply them in your personal growth, your relationships, and your professional life? Because remember, it's about finding a rhythm that resonates with your faith, your values, and the unique season of life you're in. You can have everything, but you can't have it all at once. And thank you so much for joining me on this journey. It's been a privilege to share all of these insights. I'm growing right alongside you over here. So until next week, I want you to keep thriving and keep a little faith growing. And remember, the true measure of having it all is found not in what we accumulate, but what we give to ourselves, to others, and to God. So stay blessed and stay thriving.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.